From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer in Washington. With the attention of the nation and much of the world focused on the tragedy in New York and Washington, there were other news stories today that were not covered. NPR's Brian Naylor takes a look at some of them.
The nation's trade deficit shrank in the second quarter to its lowest level in more than a year. The second quarter, the nation imported $106 billion more than it exported. That's a 4.7% drop from the previous quarter, which economists attribute to Americans buying fewer imports because of the declining economy. Meanwhile, the chairman of the New York Stock Exchange said he hoped the market would reopen Friday and that it would do so no later than Monday. The exchange is located a few blocks from the site of the World Trade Center. In Massachusetts yesterday, there was a primary election. State Senator Stephen Lynch won a seven-way Democratic primary to succeed the late Congressman Joseph Moakley. State Senator Joanne Sprague won the GOP primary in what is considered a safe Democratic seat. There was also an election in Cincinnati where Mayor Charles Lucan faced voters for the first time since the race riots in April. Lucan finished second to Curtis Fuller, like him, a former TV anchorman. The two men will face each other in a runoff in November. In the Gulf of Mexico, a tropical depression is threatening to soak Florida. The depression is likely to be upgraded to a tropical storm named Gabrielle by tomorrow morning and could dump up to 3 to 5 inches on Florida over the next few days. A new government study says nearly 40 million Americans are obese. That's nearly 20% of the population, up from 12% in 1991. And a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association says people who take aspirin regularly to reduce the risk of heart attacks may also be extending their lives. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.